Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I want to welcome all of you to tonight's board meeting for October the 23rd, 2018. And we thank you for being with us. We will open our meeting this evening with a prayer and pledge of allegiance. I'm going to ask Mrs. Morrison Fair to deliver the prayer, after which Mrs. Lisa Wells will introduce the young lady that is going to be leading us in our pledge of allegiance. Would you please stand?
Let us pray. Dear God, please be with the school board and with the administrators and other individuals here tonight, and guide us to act with wisdom and a common purpose to advance public education by promoting student learning, protecting school safety, and serving as positive leaders for the community. Amen.
Good evening. So tonight, I would like to introduce you to Shelby Jordan. Shelby attends Simpsonville Elementary School. They are a Leader in Me school, developing that curriculum. And she is a budding elected official. She is serving on the student council for the second grade, and she just turned 8. She has picked Simpsonville Elementary. That is her school she's chosen by special permission, so choice is very important to her in her education. She loves math and reading and playing soccer. So Shelby, I'll let you lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Shelby, on behalf of the board, thank you very much for coming tonight, and we wish you success in your school. Thank you, sweetie. Mrs. Levinas Wells, I believe we have some collegiate students in the audience tonight.
We do. We have some outstanding young leaders in our audience from Furman University as well as Clemson University. So we thank you for being here, and we hope that your stay will not last till midnight tonight. Thank you.
We have a baseball game at 8:09. It will not last till midnight. At this time, I'd like to ask the Executive Director for the South Carolina School Board Association, Mr. Scott Price, to come forward to present a Champions in Public Education Award on behalf of the State Association. Mr.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, thank you so much. Dr. Royster, members of the board, I appreciate the opportunity to come before you tonight to present a very special award on behalf of the South Carolina School Boards Association. I am Scott Price. I'm with the, I'm the Executive Director. And at this time, Mr. Chairman, if you'd come down here and join us, I'd appreciate it. While he's coming down here, I'd also like to recognize Lisa Wells, who's our Region 15 Director on the School Boards Association, and also would like to recognize Debbie Bush, our past president, and thank you for your service. And will Craig Brown and Eric Jurenko from the Greenville Drive come up and join me? Craig is the owner for the Greenville Drive, and Eric Jurenko is the general manager. And to the Greenville Drive, South Carolina School Boards Association would like to say thank you. Thank you very much for your service. Your partnership with the Greenville County Schools it shows your dedication to public education in the greater Greenville community in Greenville County. And it represents a model for other school districts in South Carolina, because partnerships between schools and local businesses, local nonprofits, and individuals is so important for a strong education system. And so we want to recognize the Greenville Drive tonight and honor you with our Champions for Public Education Award. Now, the Champions of Public Education Award is an award from the School Boards Association, but the nomination for the award comes from the Greenville County School Board. So these folks nominated you for this award, and it goes to individuals and, again, businesses, other members of the community, nonprofits who are supportive of public education. And looking through the script for tonight and talking to people beforehand, I'm not sure I've run across any organization that has done more for its local schools than you all have. And if you'll bear with me just a minute, I'd like to talk about some of these things. As most of you know, the Greenville Drive is the minor league baseball affiliate for the Boston Red Sox, and the chairman's right, there is a game at 8:09 tonight, so I'll try to be brief. But they started here in Greenville in 2006, and from the very beginning, the Greenville Drive has been a driving force for public education in the community. And with the ongoing support of the owner and team president, Craig Brown, the Drive has been a major partner with the Greenville County School District. And recognizing that literacy is a foundation for academic success, the Greenville Drive promotes reading enjoyment by partnering with Michelin to present the annual Reading All-Stars program. This reading incentive program is open to all second through eighth grade students attending schools in Greenville, Anderson, Pickens, and Spartanburg counties. Each spring for the past 11 years, students who read the designated number of books during the incentive period receive a free admission to the annual Reading All-Star Celebration Game, as well as Reading All-Star merchandise, a reading level appropriate book for their personal libraries, and the opportunity to participate in a special pregame Meet the Player event. Students' accomplishments are highlighted during the game, and it's a great, great celebration of reading success and academic success for our schools. And again, that's so very important. The Drive also encourages high school student athletes to excel academically through the annual Drive for Excellence event, to which each student athlete with a 4.0 GPA or higher receives complimentary admission. During the pregame reception, student athletes and coaches hear from motivational speakers and participate in on-field recognition for teams with the highest average GPAs in each sport. But their support doesn't stop with the students. The Greenville Drive has two ongoing programs. This is what I was hearing about beforehand with teachers. Had two ongoing programs to promote and celebrate the teaching profession and recognize and retain the hardworking employees who make Greenville schools successful. This year, the Drive partnered with Greenville County Schools and Public Education Partners to inaugurate Teach 864 Night, a celebration of local teachers. All Greenville County teachers were invited to a night at the park, and I think a wonderful time was had by all, where they received a My Drive to Teach t-shirt and had the opportunity to participate in fun activities throughout the evening. The school with the highest percentage of teachers in attendance received special recognition during the game, as well as gifts for the school. A special pregame reception was held for first-year induction teachers and mentors with food, drinks, and door prizes. On the first Friday of summer break this year, the Greenville Drive hosted Greenville County Schools Employee Appreciation Night. At the event, the Greenville Drive publicity stated, all evening long, the Drive will celebrate some of Greenville County's finest schools, teachers, administrators, and staff who help the students of Greenville County grow and learn on a daily basis. And what a wonderful statement to make, particularly in this day's environment. What a way to boost the morale and show appreciation for the teaching profession. On behalf of the South Carolina School Boards Association, I want you to know how much your efforts are appreciated, and you are making a difference in the lives of Greenville County students and teachers. And thank you very much.
I think Scott pretty much covered it all, but no, it's just a great a great tribute to be recognized to receive this award, but mostly I think to be nominated by, you know, Greenville County Schools and the school board. That means the world to us because we really do believe in partnerships, and this is one of our very strongest partnership. And I was in a meeting the other day and they were talking about education, and the individual said, you know, education is not about filling up the bucket, it's really about igniting the passion. And I thought, geez, what a wonderful way to really talk about education. And I think that pretty much sums up what we try to do. The only thing that Scott didn't cover is a couple of our workforce initiatives, and those are really where we really do try to ignite the passion in healthcare careers, or ignite the passion in advanced manufacturing and engineering, and fundamentally just make the upstate a better, more robust community, which is what you all do, you know, every day of the year. So on behalf of Eric and myself and the Greenville Drive, just, you know, thank you for this very, very wonderful recognition, and to receive it on the night the Red Sox are kind of beginning the first game of the World Series, that have five of our players in the starting lineup for tonight, is we also do some baseball as well. So thank you very much.
Calendar. Is there a motion?
Second.
I have a motion to approve the consent calendar as presented. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the motion carries. Thank you. Our next item of business in order is the appearance of visitors this evening. We have one member of the public who has come to speak before the board. Tim Bilderback. Tim, are you in the room? Thank you. Tim, I've got a policy here I need to read first. Make your way to the podium, please. We want to thank you very much for coming this evening and speaking. As you know, you've been here before, but each speaker's name will be called, which we have done, and you'll proceed to the podium. Each speaker is given up to 3 minutes. There is a lighted system there, which you're aware of. In keeping with policy KCA, abusive language or personal attacks aimed at students or staff members is not permitted. And of course, all speakers are expected to behave in an orderly and respectful manner. The board will not engage in discussion with the speaker this evening or respond to comments, and the superintendent will designate a member of the staff to respond to any concerns that the speaker may bring forward. Tim, thank you very much for being with us. And
Will this light count down?
Does
that count down?
Yes, ma'am. It'll count down. Yes, sir.
I'll put this in my pocket then. Can I shut this? I'm Tim Bilderback. I reside in TR. First of all, thank you very much for listening. The last time I was here, I addressed coaching abuse at TR. There's a significant change in the coaching and the way it's been done at TR. The record shows, you look at the sidelines now, it's vastly different. I'd like to spend 3 minutes to convince you that there remains a concerted effort to require to eliminate tobacco use in Greenville County schools. Given the time, I'd like to convince you that smokeless tobacco is a dangerous drug and should be considered such, but I believe that is a bridge too far for the time allotted. Vince Lombardi became head coach of the Green Bay Packers in 1959. The same year that Pat Sudeikis ended his high school football career playing tackle for the Yellow Jackets. Vince Lombardi is credited with a quote, "The harder you work, the harder it is to surrender." I'm working to eliminate tobacco use first in TR, then in the rest of Greenville County schools, and it has become increasingly difficult for me to surrender on this task. It's important that we do what we can to create a better community and eliminate those things that make a worse community. Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, "A political victory or some other favorable event raises your spirits and makes you think good days are preparing for you. Don't believe it. Nothing can bring you peace. Nothing can bring you peace but the triumph of principle. And I'm seeking that triumph of principle." Emerson said, "I believe in the still small voice. That voice is Christ within me." I believe in that still small voice myself. Youth risk behavior over a 13-year period. They put together some data. Cigarette smoking dropped. High school students, 31% down to 19%. Non-athletes, chewing, dipping, stayed at just under 6%. And that same period, dipping for athletes went from 10% to 11%. You drop 12%, you go up, dipping goes up. A lot of people come up with a lot of reasons why that happened. I propose to you is because you don't see coaches smoking, but you do see, what you do see is coaches dipping. Money matters. In 1960, $9.5 billion was spent on tobacco, just advertising tobacco. $26 billion a day. And Mr. Royster, you are correct. That $26 million a day takes about 24 days to make up your FY19 budget. You have 77,000 students, 10,000 employees, and in 26 days, that's what the tobacco company spends. I don't think coaches mean. I don't think people are mean because they dip. I don't think they understand just how critical it is that they stop. I'd like to help you. I'm not here to whine. I'm here to tell you there's a crisis. I see it every week. I go to every game. I just went, Mr. Honorable Sabath, I spoke with him. I watched the coach right next to me, dipping. I don't hate him. It's a challenge. It's a bad habit. And it's a darn hard one to quit. But if you want my help, I'll help you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Our next item of business in order is 5.01, the superintendent's report. Dr. Royster.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. Sailors. Just a brief superintendent's report, but one to capture, at least in summary, the advanced ed visit that we concluded last week. I am extremely pleased to report that they've completed their work. As you all know, because most of you were a part of the interview process, they interviewed about 700 people in their 2.5-day visit in Greenville County. They conducted about 175 20-minute long classroom observations in around 23 different schools. The evaluators came from throughout the state of South Carolina and indeed throughout the nation, the furthest, I believe, traveling from Tulsa, Oklahoma. The team had many positive things to say about the time they spent in our schools, in our district, and with our stakeholders. They gave specific praise around the level at which we engage stakeholders in the feedback processes and seek their input into key decisions and initiatives. They were all also extremely complimentary of our utilization at all levels of data to inform instruction throughout the district. They also were most complimentary of and specifically recognized leadership as our greatest strength, and that's leadership from the building level, the central level, and the governance level. Now, of course, the purpose of an accreditation team is not simply to note those things that we are doing well, but also to help identify areas of growth for our system and our schools. Although it'll be about 60 to 90 days before we receive our official report, in the interview, the exit interview they conducted with senior leadership, they identified learning capacity area as being the one they see as most in need of attention. Now, when you hear the specifics of that, I think that you will agree that fortunately, that's an area where we all have seen that it is in need of specific attention, growth, and improvement. And that is, that this is primarily based on their student interviews and their student observations in the classrooms. But integration of technology, movement from passive instruction to active student engagement, and the transformation for delivering information to student application of information to real-world problems. Don't all those things sound very familiar and sound very much like that triangle we talk about of the kind of graduate we want to produce? And we know we're doing well at the pinnacle at knowledge, but we have work to do in the other areas of skills and characteristics. So to us, it was very positive that they confirmed, yes, those are areas that you need to be concentrating your efforts in, and those are, in fact, areas that were identified in our ongoing activities, specifically in our strategic plan. So not only was it reassuring to us to hear those positive things, I felt a degree of reassurance, as I believe others did as well, that the things that the committee, again, educational experts from throughout the nation, identified are those things that we had already focused our attention on and confirmed that those, in fact, are areas in which we need to grow and improve and in which we should focus our attention and efforts. I want to thank everybody in here that was part of this process, the senior staff, members of the board, for the time and the attention that all of you gave to this process, whether that be the individual interview, the work that went in on the front end. We spent almost an hour talking with them about our strategic plan and the strategic planning process. And most everyone in this room connected with the district as far as staff or trustees spent hours on our strategic planning process. So I thank you so much to each of you individually and as a group for all the efforts you put forth that allowed us to have this visit, to make it a successful visit, successful in confirming the things that we believe we're doing well, successful in confirming those areas that need attention, and helping to continue us on a positive path forward, emphasizing building graduates that are college and career ready and have graduates that reflect the South Carolina profile of the graduate. Again, in about 60 to 90 days, we will hear officially, and at that time, they will officially say that we're accredited. We have no reason to believe that they won't officially say we're accredited, because again, a very overall very positive report. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Royster, and I'd like to take this opportunity to, on behalf of the board, to thank you, the administration, for the work that went into organizing all of this, because it was a logistical challenge. And more specifically to Dr. McCrary, Jason, I think you were the orchestra leader behind all of this. And so our appreciation to your efforts as well. Thank you. Our next item of business in order is item 6.01, revision of policy IED, instructional arrangements, scheduling for instruction. Coming from the Committee of the Whole, the following recommendation is to approve board policy IED as revised. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Motion carries. Thank you. Next item of business in order is item 6.02, the deletion of policy IEE, instructional arrangements, student schedules. Again, a motion coming from the Committee of the Whole, which requires no second, is to eliminate board policy IEE. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Next item of business in order is item 6.03, the revision of policy IEC, instructional arrangements for class size. Again, recommend motion coming from the Committee of the Whole is to approve the board policy IEC as revised. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Next item of business in order is item 6.04, the establishment of the South Carolina School Board Association delegates for the upcoming delegate assembly. The recommended motion coming from the Committee of the Whole is to certify the slate of delegates with each trustee's named as both a delegate and an alternate, with the chair assigning 3 votes and the remaining trustees assigned 2 votes each. Are there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. The next item of business in order is item 6.05, the South Carolina Department of Transportation acquisition at Stone Academy. Recommended motion coming from Committee of the Whole is to approve the South Carolina Department of Transportation's offer for a right-of-way acquisition and permission at Stone Academy. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Our next item of business in order is item 7.01, Internal Auditing Services Project Status Report. Mr. Barber.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are presenting our monthly project status report. We are close to issuing three reports. The first one's the Food Nutrition Services Audit. The second, the Student Activity Funds Analytical Audit. And the third is the Employee Work Hours Audit. And once we issue those reports, we'll be working on the balance of our 2018 audit plan.
Are there any questions, Mr. Barber? Rick, thank you very much for your service. Our next item of business in order is item 8.01, committee and liaison reports, and I believe Mr. Lewis has an advocacy report this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple of dates to share with the board, and they'll go out, I imagine, by email later. The advocacy committee has scheduled two regional legislative roundtable breakfasts, and those breakfasts have been scheduled for November the 27th and November the 28th. The locations will be confirmed at a later time and sent out to you guys, but we just wanted you to have those two dates for the times when we'll invite the Greenville Legislative Delegation to have breakfast with us and give them an update. We're also working on scheduling a similar event for the school board and county council, but that date probably won't be set till January.
Are there any questions of Mr. Lewis related to the advocacy committee? Thank you, Mr. Lewis, for your work and your committee's work. And I failed to say this earlier, Sherry, for the record. Mrs. Grayson is not here this evening. Her mother had to have surgery earlier today unexpectedly, so if you'd please note for the record her absence. The only other thing I have, is there another report, Mrs. Wells?
Well, I think I would just like to reiterate my appreciation to all the Instructional Policies Committee that have worked over the last 3+ years to dig into our instructional policies and make sure they align with best practices, to be sure that they're on the edge of the innovation and where we need to go. We spent a lot of time getting input from principals and from teachers, looking at best practices across the nation. It took a long time, took a lot of work. We had some disagreements. We dug in to things we had said before that we wanted to do. We put policies in place 20 years ago, and we found ourselves saying, you know what, this policy doesn't work for the way we want to educate our kids. And so I have an immense respect for the people on this board who have been here that long and who have worked and put forth policies to make a difference. And when you look at them and you see that they're not the right ones, being willing to shift gears and move in the right direction for what's the students need best. So just want to say how much I appreciate the work. We've got one more policy, a little bit of data that we need to get from Dr. McCrary, and we'll finish that up. But it was a lot of work, represents a great accomplishment for our board that we've got those updated. So just want to give that thanks and recognition for our instructional policy folks.
Thank you, Mrs. Wells. One other reminder, November the 1st is the Hall of Fame banquet for the foundation. Mrs. Carpenter has asked that if you're interested in attending, please let her know because they need to get the head count completed, which again is fast approaching. So if you're interested in attending, please let Megan know so we can get that finalized.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
If you would be so kind, realize that it's just next week or so. It's not far. So please plan to attend. It's going to be an outstanding event. There's a lot of work that went into planning, and we want to make sure that we support those who are going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Okay? Thank you so much.
That's it for items under Area 8 of our agenda. Mr. Meek, you have a question or a comment?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn. It's been properly made and seconded. Any discussion? Ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when you got a baseball game you want to go see. Yeah. Nevertheless, in all seriousness, thank you for your patience this evening. All those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned. Thank you very much.
Excellent job.